88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one, with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Want curls but can't seem to find a product that enhances your natural hair texture? Look no further. The Infinity Pro by Conair Natural Texture Styling System is perfect for you. Its unique vented diffuser attachment perfects and protects your natural curl by circulating airflow instead of concentrating in one spot. The result? Reduced frizz and more volume in less time. Treat yourself and your hair by searching Conair Natural Texture on Amazon.com to bring out your best texture with the Infinity Pro Natural Texture Styling System today.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening. Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I am your host, Larry Lease. This is the podcast where I share true crime stories for your entertainment, but you might lose some sleep after listening to these stories. After reading about true crime stories, I condense all the content and bring valuable information to you. To stay up to date with all of our content, you can check us out on Twitter at TrueCrimeNS or on Instagram or Facebook. So before we get into our main topic, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Poddex, for sponsoring this episode. Check them out today at poddex.com. Use the promo code Larry21 for 10% off your order. We'd also like to remind you, if you'd like to be a part of the show, you can send us a voicemail. 682-305-0483. Let us know your thoughts on the cases we cover, the current episode, or future episodes you'd like us to talk about. And as always, you can stay anonymous if you'd like. And now, we're diving into the McDonald's 1984 shooting. We're beginning our newest season, diving into mass shootings across America. And we start with the 1984 shooting. But before we get into the shooting, we're going to dive into a little bit of the earlier moments before. Specifically, July 15th, 1984. James Huberty commented to his wife, Edna, that he suspected he had a mental problem. 2 days later, on the morning of July 17th, he called a San Diego mental health clinic requesting an appointment, leaving his contact details with the receptionist. Huberty was assured the clinic would return his call within hours. According to his wife, he sat quietly beside the telephone for several hours, awaiting the return call, before abruptly walking out of the family home and riding to an unknown destination on his motorcycle. Unbeknownst to Huberty, the receptionist had misspelled his name as Shuberty. His polite demeanor conveyed no sense of urgency to the operator, and he had elaborated in the phone call that he had never been hospitalized for mental health issues. Therefore, the call had been logged as a non-crisis inquiry to be handled within 48 hours. Approximately 1 hour later, Huberty returned home in a content mood. After eating dinner, Huberty, his wife, and their two daughters cycled to a nearby park. Later that evening, he and Edna watched the film together on their television. Then, the following morning, Wednesday, July 18th, Huberty, his wife, and children visited the San Diego Zoo. In the course of their walk through the zoo, Huberty told his wife of his belief that his life was effectively over, referring to the mental health clinic's failure to return his phone call the previous day. He said, well, society had their chance. After eating lunch at a McDonald's restaurant in the Claremont neighborhood of San Diego, the Huberty family returned home. Shortly thereafter, Huberty walked into his bedroom wearing a maroon t-shirt and green camouflage slacks as his wife lay relaxing upon their bed. He leaned toward Edna and said, I want to kiss you goodbye. Edna kissed her husband, then asked him where he was going, stating her intention to soon prepare the family dinner. Huberty calmly replied he was going hunting. Hunting for humans. Holding a gun across his shoulder and carrying a box of ammunition and a bundle wrapped in a checkered blanket, Huberty glanced toward his elder daughter, Celia, as he walked toward the front door of the family home and said, goodbye, I won't be back. Huberty then drove down San Ysidro Boulevard. According to eyewitnesses, he drove first toward a Big Bear supermarket and then toward a U.S. post office branch before entering the parking lot of a McDonald's restaurant approximately 200 yards from his Vero Road apartment. At approximately 3:56 on July 18th, Huberty drove his Black Mercury Marquis sedan into the parking lot of the McDonald's restaurant on San Ysidro Boulevard. In his possession were a 9mm Browning HP semi-automatic pistol, a 9mm Uzi carbine, a Winchester 1200 12-gauge pump-action shotgun, a box, and a cloth bag filled with hundreds of rounds of ammunition for each weapon. A total of 45 customers were present inside the restaurant. Entering the restaurant minutes later, Huberty first aimed his shotgun at a 16-year-old employee named John Arnold from a distance of approximately 15 feet. As he did, the assistant manager, Guillermo Flores, shouted, "Hey John, that guy's gonna shoot you." According to Arnold, when Huberty pulled the trigger, nothing happened. As Huberty inspected his gun, the manager of the restaurant, 22-year-old Neva Kane, walked towards the service counter of the restaurant in the direction of Arnold, as Arnold, believing the incident to be a distasteful joke, began to walk away from the gunman. Huberty fired his shotgun towards the ceiling before aiming the Uzi at Kane, shooting her once beneath her left eye. Kane died minutes later. Immediately after shooting Kane, Huberty fired his shotgun at Arnold, wounding the teenager in the chest and arm, before shouting a comment to the effect of, "Everybody on the ground." Huberty then referred to all present in the restaurant as dirty swine Vietnam assholes, before claiming that he had killed 1,000 and that he intended to kill 1,000 more. Upon hearing Huberty's profane rant and seeing Kane and Arnold shot, one customer, 25-year-old Victor Rivera, tried to persuade Huberty not to shoot anyone else. In response, Huberty shot Rivera 14 times, repeatedly shouting, "Shut up!" as Rivera screamed in pain. As staff and customers tried to hide beneath tables and service booths, Huberty turned his attention towards six women and children huddled together. He first killed 19-year-old Maria Colmenero Silva with a single gunshot to the chest, then fatally shot 9-year-old Claudia Perez in the stomach, cheek, thigh, hip, leg, chest, back, armpit, and head with his Uzi. He then wounded Perez's 15-year-old sister, Milda, once in the hand with the same weapon, and fired upon 11-year-old Aurora Pena with a shotgun. Pena, initially wounded in the leg, had been shielded by her pregnant aunt, 18-year-old Jackie Reyes. Hubert shot Reyes 48 times with a Uzi. Beside his mother's body, 8-month-old Carlos Reyes sat up and wailed. Whereupon, Huberty shouted at the child, then killed the toddler with a single pistol shot to the center of the back of the head. Huberty then shot and killed a 62-year-old trucker named Lawrence Bersluis before targeting a family seated near the player at the restaurant who had tried to shield their son and his friend beneath the tables with their bodies. 31-year-old Blythe Reagan Herrera had shielded her 11-year-old son, Mateo, beneath one booth as her husband, Ronald, protected Mateo's friend, 12-year-old Keith Thomas, beneath a booth directly across from them. Ronald Herrera urged Thomas not to move, shielding the boy with his body. Thomas was shot in the shoulder, arm, wrist, and left elbow, but was not seriously wounded. Ronald was shot 6 times in the stomach, chest, arm, hip, shoulder, and head, but survived. His wife, Blythe, and son, Mateo, were both killed by numerous gunshots to the head. Nearby, 3 women had also attempted to hide beneath a booth. 24-year-old Guadalupe Del Rio lay against a wall. She was shielded by her friends, 25-year-old Gloria Ramirez and 31-year-old Arisdel Z. Vargas. Del Rio was hit several times but was not seriously wounded. Ramirez was unhurt, whereas Vargas received a single gunshot wound to the back of the head. She died of her wound the next day, the only person fatally wounded who lived long enough to reach a hospital. At another booth, Huberty killed 45-year-old banker Hugo Velasquez. Velasquez was shot once to the chest. The first of many calls to emergency services was made shortly after 4 p.m., notifying police of the shooting of a child who had been taken to a post office on San Ysidro Boulevard. The dispatcher mistakenly directed responding officers to another McDonald's 2 miles from the San Ysidro Boulevard restaurant. This error delayed the imposition of a lockdown by several minutes, and the only warnings to civilians walking, riding, or driving towards the restaurant were given by passerbys. Shortly after 4 p.m., a young woman named Lydia Flores drove into the parking lot. Stopping in the food pickup window, Flores noticed shattered windows and the sound of gunfire before looking up, and there he was, just shooting. Flores reversed her car until she crashed into a fence, and she hid in some bushes with her 2-year-old daughter until the shooting ended. At approximately 4:05 p.m., a Mexican couple drove toward one of the service areas of the restaurant, noting the shattered laminated glass. They initially assumed renovation work was in progress and that Huberty striding toward the car was a repairman. Huberty fired a shotgun and Uzi at the couple and their 4-month-old daughter, Carlita, striking Maricel in the face, arms, and chest, blinding her in one eye and permanently rendering one hand unusable. Her baby was critically wounded in the neck, chest, and abdomen. Astolfo was wounded in the chest and head. As they staggered away from Huberty's line of fire, Maricela gave their baby to the husband. Astolfo handed the shrieking child to a young woman named Lucia Velasco as his wife collapsed against the car. Velasco rushed the baby to a nearby hospital as her husband assisted Astolfo and Maricela into a nearby building. All 3 members of the Felix family survived. 3 11-year-old boys then rode their bikes into the west parking lot to purchase sundaes. Hearing a member of the public yell something unintelligible from across the street, all 3 hesitated before Huberty shot the 3 boys with his shotgun and Uzi. Joshua Coleman fell to the ground critically wounded in the back, arm, and leg. He later recalled looking toward his 2 friends, Omar Alonso Hernandez and David Flores Delgado, noting that Hernandez was on the ground with multiple gunshot wounds to his back and had started vomiting. Delgado had received several gunshot wounds to his head. Coleman survived. Hernandez and Delgado both died at the scene. Huberty next noticed an elderly couple, 74-year-old Miguel Victoria and 69-year-old Ada Velasquez Victoria, walking toward the entrance. As Miguel reached to open the door for his wife, Huberty fired his shotgun, killing Ada with a gunshot to the face and wounding Miguel. An uninjured survivor, Oscar Mondragon, later reported observing Miguel cradling his wife in his arms and wiping blood from her face, shouting curses at Huberty, who then approached the doorway, swore at Miguel, then killed him with a shot to the head. Approximately 10 minutes after the first call had been placed to emergency services, police arrived at the correct McDonald's restaurant. The first officer on the scene, Miguel Rosario, rapidly determined the location and cause of the actual disturbance and relayed this information to the San Diego Police Department as Huberty fired at his patrol car. Officers deployed immediately and posed a lockdown on an area spanning 6 blocks from the site of the shootings. The police established a command post 2 blocks from the restaurant and deployed 175 officers in numerous strategic locations. These officers were joined within hours by several SWAT team members who also took positions around the restaurant. As Huberty was firing rapidly and alternating between firearms, police initially were unaware how many individuals were inside the restaurant. Furthermore, because most of the restaurant's windows had been shattered by gunfire, reflections from shards of glass provided an additional difficulty for police focusing inside the restaurant. Initially, police were concerned that gunman or gunmen might be holding hostages, although one individual who had escaped from the restaurant informed police there was a single gunman present in the premises, holding no hostages and shooting any individual he encountered. At 5:05 p.m., all responding law enforcement personnel were authorized to kill the perpetrator should they obtain a clear shot. Several survivors later reported observing Huberty walk toward the service counter and adjust a portable radio, possibly to search for news reports of his shooting spree. Before selecting a music station and further shooting individuals as he danced to music, shortly thereafter, Huberty searched the kitchen area, discovering 6 employees and shouting, "Oh, there's more! You're trying to hide from me?" In response, one of the female employees screamed in Spanish, "Don't kill me, don't kill me." Before Huberty opened fire, killing 21-year-old Paulina Lopez, 19-year-old Elsa Roboa Fierro, and 18-year-old Margarita Padilla, and critically wounding 17-year-old Albert Leos. Immediately before Huberty had begun shooting, Padilla grabbed the hand of her friend and colleague before the two began to run. Padilla was then fatally shot. Flanagan, 4 other employees, and a female customer hid inside a basement utility room. They were later joined by Leos, who had crawled in the utility room after being shot 5 times. When a fire truck drove within range, Huberty opened fire and repeatedly pierced the vehicle with bullets, slightly wounding one occupant. Hearing a wounded teenager, 19-year-old Jose Perez, moaning, Huberty shot him in the head. The boy slumped dead in the booth. Perez died alongside his friend and neighbor, 23-year-old Gloria Gonzalez, and a young woman named Michelle Kemcross. At one point, Aurora Pena, who had been wounded beside her dead aunt, baby cousin, and 2 friends, noted a lull in the firing. Opening her eyes, she saw Huberty nearby, staring in her direction. He swore and threw a bag of french fries at Pena, then retrieved his shotgun and shot the child in the arm, neck, and jaw. Aurora survived, although she would remain hospitalized longer than any other survivor. At 5:17 p.m., Huberty walked from the service counter towards the doorway close to the drive-in window of the restaurant. According to a 27-year-old police SWAT sniper named Charles Foster, deployed to a strategic position on the roof of a post office directly opposite the restaurant, an unobstructed view of his body from the neck down to his telescopic sight. Foster fired a single round from a range of approximately 35 yards. The bullet entered Huberty's chest, severed his aorta just beneath his heart, and exited through his spine, leaving an exit wound 1 inch square and sending Huberty sprawling backwards onto the floor directly in front of the service counter, killing him almost immediately. Immediately after shooting Huberty, Foster related to other responding officers that he had killed the perpetrator and that his focus remained on the motionless suspect. Nonetheless, as so many rounds had been expended from different firearms within the restaurant, police were not completely certain the sole perpetrator was deceased. Entering the restaurant, approximately 1 minute later, a police sergeant focused his gun upon Huberty as he noted the movements of a wounded girl. When asked if the deceased male was a suspect, the girl nodded her head. The entire incident had lasted for 77 minutes, during which time Huberty fired a minimum of 257 rounds of ammunition, killing 20 people and wounding as many others, one of whom was pronounced brain dead upon arrival at hospital and died the following day. 17 of the victims were killed inside the restaurant and 4 in the immediate vicinity. Only 10 individuals inside the restaurant were uninjured, 6 of whom had hidden inside the basement utility room. Several victims had tried to stanch their own wounds and or the wounds of their companions with napkins, often in vain. Of the fatalities, 13 died from gunshot wounds to the head, 7 from gunshots to the chest, and 1 victim, 8-month-old Carlos Reyes from a single 9mm gunshot to the back. The victims, whose ages range from 4 months to 74 years, were predominantly, though not exclusively, of Mexican or Mexican-American ancestry, reflecting local demographics. Prior to shooting several of his victims, Huberty had shouted accusations or insults. On one occasion, he also shouted that he himself did not deserve to live, but that he was taking care of this matter. Although Huberty had repeatedly shouted throughout his shooting spree that he had been a veteran of the Vietnam War, he had never actually served in any military branch. Initial reports issued by the San Diego Police Department following the massacre indicated Huberty had shot all injured or killed within the restaurant in the initial minutes after he had first entered the restaurant. This claim was hotly disputed by survivors who stated Huberty had shot both wounded and unwounded people over 40 minutes after he had first opened fire. And that's a wrap for today's episode. As we should all agree, crimes are never good, bring sadness to countless people. It is important, though, for us to try to understand the reasoning behind such tragedies and create awareness to avoid them from happening again. If you want to support the show, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. Your support will help the channel grow, upgrade our equipment, bring in new hosts, bring in new writers, and hopefully take this show on the road, possibly. And your support can help make that happen. But if you can't afford financially to support us, then just hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, share this video with your friends. We thank you for listening and supporting us. And as always, you can find us on social media. Facebook, just go to True Crime Never Sleeps Podcast. On Twitter at True Crime NS. And Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps Podcast. Thank you for watching and listening to an all new season of the True Crime Never Sleeps Podcast. And we'll see you next time.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps Podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps Podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS or become a patron at patreon.com/truecrimeneversleeps.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.